to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today I'm outside because we do a little grilling. My wife is making a nice little light pasta. So I thought it was a good opportunity to start with a rosé. See that? Got my rosé. Some people call it a blush wine. Why do they call it that? Why is it a rosé instead of a red wine or white wine? Or are there grapes that are pink? No. Rosés and blush wines are or go through the process of red or dark colored grapes, and it goes through the skin. And as it goes through the skin, it's taking some of the pigmentation that is not totally red, but leaves a pinkish feel. So it almost like goes through the process and it comes out with a pink blush color, but it's rosé. So as we deal with rosé wine and things in that matter, you will get these. And there's certain kind of wines that's really does rosé. One of them that I normally get, and I found that it has the better flavor, is the Grenache or the Grenache, the actual Spanish wine that you get, and it has a lot of sweeter barrier taste, which is really, really good. So what I got was this Dune Gris de Gris, rated pretty high for one of the newer, fresher, younger rosé wines. But it is 65% Grenache and 35% Cayenne, or whatever. I'm sorry, I'm butchering it. But anyway, it's a blend between the two. But the Cayenne, I had it right here, is the Cayenne. It's a Cayenne, but it's mostly from the Spanish, and then the French took it and they started using it as a blend within their wines. So as they blend them in their wine, they was able to say, hey, this goes well with this. And Cayenne is a red wine too. It's a red grape, or is produced as a red wine. So I wanted to crack this before I ate to get to see if it tastes a little different than actually when I'm doing eating with the food. Because you know, when you do a pairing, sometimes the flavors within the food changes the way the wine comes out. So I really wanted to try it, and look at it. Isn't this beautiful? It's beautiful. Look at that. The pretty blush color. I really like it. Let's get a whiff of that. Peachy. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting a peach, a light peach, not a Georgia peach, but one of those light peaches. You know, you see these peaches and they're actually really light, almost high, really yellowish, not orange type. That's what I'm smelling from that. And a little bitter, I wouldn't say lemony. I say more grapefruit than lemony. Check the notes. Check the notes as well. I'm kind of validating that, but I knew I wanted to hear that, smell that. So that's aroma that's coming out of that. Let's get a whiff. It's very good. It's light. It has those slight peach aromas. A little on the light cherries too, but it's not an overwhelming light red, and it's not white Zinfandel. You know, it's not one of those either. It's a really light, really delicious. I want to get another flavor out of that, but it's dry too because it's gone. So you notice every time I get a French wine or any of them that's really dry, I take that first taste and it's gone. So I'm trying to taste it because I'm not really remembering what I have. But if I keep it within my mouth and get it there, it's pretty good. So this is a very good light fish pasta. Not really salad, because you're not getting a lot of the herbs or a lot of the, you're not getting any wood either. But you're getting light kind of flavors, light peachy, grapefruit, small things like that. You're getting a lot of that. So keep that in mind if you try these. So again, it's rated. I got it for $9.99. If you look anywhere else, I saw it at $14.99. But this is a $9.99 from here. And shout out to Total Wines. They had a whole bunch of different kind of rosé wines that's inside of there, rose wines. But this one was kind of rated a little higher than the others, so I grabbed hold of this. But really good choice. Dune Gris de Gris. So I thought it was like a Pinot Gris, but being done. But Pinot Gris is pretty much a white wine. But pretty good. Put this in your summer actual grilling wine on the side. It's really good. I think it'll go really nice with some grilled chicken and some grilled seafood, but that slight grilling taste, I think this will go really well with that. So try that. Michael Yabushi, Black Brother, Urban Wine Life, every Friday. Check us out, and we'll be tasting a lot of summery wines now because I want to be outside. I want to be able to drink some nice, crisp, lot of cool tasting, and even slightly on the sweet side, because I really want to start drinking some Riesling, some Grüner Veltlinas, some Pinot Gris, some really almost on the sweet end, because I like chilling outside and having a slightly sweet wine, a mixed tropical drink. So that replaces that from there. But Michael Bougie, Black Brother, and I'll see you next week on Urban Wine Life. Peace.